tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. With Santa grounded at this hour on a tiny island south of New Zealand, we're wondering what Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy, is up to at this time. Let's go live to him now. Crash, how are you passing the time while Santa waits for the South Pacific to go to bed?
Hi, Frank. Yeah, there's not much to do here while Santa waits this out, so I'm going to check in with our tracker elves out there around the world. Let's go first to Sector 2 and Elf Cliff Moyer, our elf supervisor out there. Cliffy, where are you this year, and what's happening in Asia?
Hi, Crash. I'm in Turkey this year, and right now things are looking pretty good in Sector 2. Evening is approaching for most of our areas, and the tracker reports are peaking here. We don't anticipate the bedtime issues that Sector 1 is having, though.
Good job, Cliffy. I hear good things from Flight Command this year about the tracker elf information coming from Sector 2. Let's go now to Sector 3 and Elf Rolf. Rolfy, what's going on there in Europe and Africa?
It is late morning to midday Christmas Eve here, Crash. Our trackers got off to a very early start, and many of them were up early when Santa lodged. So far, it's nothing but good news here.
Excellent, Rolf. I'll see you in a few hours. And finally, let's check in for the first time tonight with Elf Pinky in Sector 5 in North America. Pinky, are you even awake?
Hey, Crash. Yes, we're here, and like Europe, we can report a lot of trackers have been with us since Santa launched. And many are up in the night, sending in reports and keeping an eye on things for Santa. Doesn't get more middle of the night than right now, and right here. But we're the most staffed tracker elf sector on the map. And a lot of them are hard at work right now, Crash.
I would expect no less, Frank. As you know, Santa asked for 200 million tracker elves this year, and he got them. Flight Command's telling me they're processing information like mad, and this is one very big reason why people are feeling Santa will go faster and arrive home sooner at the North Pole later on this evening. They're all taking it very seriously.
Thank you, Crash. Excellent report. It'll be interesting to see how close to those early return predictions Santa can come this year. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.